Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I hope you've had a wonderful week. For some reason it feels like forever since I did a podcast episode. I think this week has just been really, really long. It was Jacob's 24th birthday on Wednesday, so I took a nice day off right in the middle of the week, and I think that's what happened. Like, I thought it was a weekend and now it's like a new week, even though it's not. It is now Friday. So I'm recording this podcast on Friday, the 12th of April, which is quite close to the podcast, must say, but I had no time this week to do it before. I've actually had quite a busy week. Monday was mental, Tuesday was mental, and then Wednesday I had the Jacob's Day, which was super nice, and then yesterday I was working as well, and today I've been invigilating exams and stuff. I did that yesterday, so it's another thing that I do at uni. I basically, you know, invigilators and exams, I basically do that, which is very sporadic throughout the year, but it's super great and you get paid for it, so yeah. But apart from that, Jacob's birthday was super nice. What did we do? We went for lunch with his dad, and then we went down to, I'm not going to say where, but we went and tried to do this walk, but we couldn't because the tides were all wrong, and basically this specific walk uses chains and around rock faces, basically. It's really cool. And sorry, I can't tell you where it is. It's just too close so then you can't do it at high tide, basically. You have to do it at low tide, and basically we got the day wrong and thought that it was another day, so we messed up the tides. But we went for a walk anyway, and that was super nice, and because it was super warm Wednesday, it was just not the best weather, which was a wee bit of a shame. And then we went for a wee dip in the sea and went and had some soup in the van, like a camper van that Jacob's family has and we have access to, and heat up some soup and just sat at a nice beach and had some soup. So that was a super nice day, very chill but wholesome, you could say. So Jacob now 24, absolutely insane. But yeah, that was a nice kind of segue in the middle of the week to enjoyment, which I was happy about, and I took the full day off. Of course, you got to take the day off for your birthdays and your partner's birthdays. I think it's so nice. I love birthdays. It's such a nice time to celebrate someone you love. So yeah, and apart from that, yeah, I've just been working crazy, and especially when you've had a day off in the middle, it kind of takes an impact. But as it's coming in to nice warmer weather, today is stunning. I don't know what it is for you or wherever you are, but Friday is, and you won't be listening to this on Friday either, but it's been a beautiful day today, so I'm going to walk back and try and get some sun while listening to this podcast. But because of the nicer weather and because we're moving more into summer, springtime, I know there'll be a lot more holidays and time away and all of that happening for everyone listening to the podcast and people in general. So I thought I'd make this episode about eating healthy while on holiday, or kind of when you have limited choice and trying to make sure that you don't, you know, lose everything that you've done, or maybe not that, just if you are passionate about your health and don't want to have an unhealthy diet when you're away. And it's probably not going to be the tips that you would likely hear from other people in this space or social media and stuff like that. If you've been around for the podcast or you follow me for a long time, you'll know that I don't make restrictive advice. That's not the way I roll. So these are tips, six tips that are going to help you keep up your health without being restrictive or focusing too much on it on your holiday or wherever you're going. So let's get right into it. Number one is when you go out for food, and this suppose this applies at any point, but especially if you're on holiday and you're eating out most meals, if not every meal, a really great way of mitigating the lack of fruit and vegetables or the lack of foods that you usually get that are super healthy is either choose a meal that has lots of vegetables in it, or pick what you want to eat and get a side of like a salad or like a side of vegetables and stuff like that. And that still ensures that you're getting one or two of your five a day, but without completely derailing what you want to eat. And a good example of this is like if you get something like mac and cheese, okay, like mac and cheese is fine, you know, it's high in calories, high in fat probably as well, but it's okay, like it doesn't matter as long as you don't have it every meal of every day. And if you got a side of broccoli or a side of mixed salad or whatever, then that is going to bring up the nutrient quantity of your meals. You're still going to be getting nutrients in without sacrificing the food that you want. So that's a really great one, and I always do that. Whenever I go out for food, I always make sure that I get a side of vegetables or I have something that is vegetable heavy. But I say that without being restrictive, so don't not get what you want because you're worried about the lack of vegetable content in it or whatever. Just get a wee extra and accept that you're on holiday and you deserve to eat what you like. So that's the first one. But that's a really good tip. So that basically makes sure that you're having your five a day, even though you're still away. Because what's most important, remember, is eating the good foods, the good nutritious foods, as well as the foods that you love. So as long as you're eating those healthy foods as well, you're going to be protecting yourself from, long-term damage and long-term nutritional deficiency. So that's what's most important, is eating the foods, not avoiding all the unhealthy ones. So we remember that. Next one is carry water with you. Carry water around, don't just go out for the day and don't have any water or don't have availability for water. So whether that's just like if you're on holiday in a foreign country, it's just plastic bottles, just always make sure that you have access to water and you're bringing water around, especially if you're in a hot place, because one, dehydration is real, heat stroke is real, and we need to make sure that we're having enough water for our health, but also for energy levels and feeling good. Like, you don't want to be on holiday and feel dehydrated and sluggish and tired. You don't want that. So make sure you're always got water on you and you've always sipping it throughout the day, especially things like city breaks and stuff like that. Like, I know it's quite hard to get access to water, so just make sure you've got a couple things in your bag, or make sure you get a big bottle and just sip away at it and can't continue to have water throughout the day, because it is so important. So don't leave your house or leave wherever you're going without some water with you. So important. Number three, and what is a good one, is snack on fruit throughout the day. So, even if you just go to a shop, right, and grab a couple oranges or a banana or an apple, put it in your bag, and if you're hungry, just have a bit of fruit. Or even if you're wanting something a little bit more like indulgent for a snack, that's fine. Also have a bit of fruit. Just have fruit with you and eat it. So again, meeting that five a day, and it's super easy to have fruit throughout the day. It's super enjoyable. You're not restricting yourself and you're having a refreshing, nutritious snack. And that again works especially if you're in a hot country. Fruit is really refreshing, really, really good for you. And again, it's going to be helping you to meet that five a day when you're in a place where maybe you don't have as much access to healthy foods. So that's really important. And it's cheap, fruit and vegetables are cheap. Go to the shops or go wherever the convenience shop that has stuff like that. Buy a punnet of strawberries, buy whatever, and just snack on them. That is really important as well, and that's something I always live by too. So just make sure you've got fruit on you and you are eating it throughout the day. But of course, not restricting your breakfast, lunch and dinner for whatever you want to have. Okay, number four is make sure to move. And this is obviously quite dependent on what you're doing and who you are and what you're capable of. But for instance, if you're on holiday and you're sitting the whole time, try and get some movement in through the day. And I don't mean going to the gym. I don't mean doing a crazy hike. I don't mean any of those things. I just mean going to wherever, going for a walk, exploring the place that you're in, maybe going for like a bike ride or just as we swim in the sea. Just get up and move, make sure you're moving around. That's going to help your body to feel better, feel energized, and as well as just making you feel in general much better and looking after your health while you're away, especially if you're away for a long time as well. You don't really want to be losing that movement over that time, but it doesn't need to be in a stressful way. Move in a way that makes you feel good. Treat a holiday as a way of self-care, of self-love, and movement is an important part of that. So just going on a walk, just doing light movement, doing some yoga on the beach, whatever you fancy, but just try and get some movement in when you're away. which is really, really important. And especially as well, if you're getting like a city or something, or if you're in somewhere where your aim is to explore it, it's super easy to get movement in. You know, when we were in London, it was like 20,000 steps every day. So easy, it's just naturally what you do. And to be fair, I think when you're on holiday, everything is always less convenient for you anyway. So there's a lot of times when you are walking or you are far away from things, obviously depending on where you are and what you're doing. But that's a good one. Number five is, remember you only live once. And don't worry about what you do or don't do too much when you're on holiday. Because realistically, you're going on holiday for a week, 2 weeks max, maybe even 3 weeks, you know. But most of the time, if it's longer than 3 weeks, you know, you're kind of going there for a while. So you're probably going to keep these habits eventually. But remember, you only live once. Remember that. If you do absolutely nothing good for your health on a week, 2 week, 3 week holiday, it's not going to have that big an impact on your overall wellness in the long run. Of course, it's much more optimal to keep up these habits and make sure you're doing the right thing by your body for your physical and mental health, and also for the way you feel. But at the same time, if it's so important to you to, you know, just vegetate on holiday, and that's what makes you happy, that is not going to have a huge detrimental impact on your health. But if you can adopt these kind of, you know, small habits, it can make a big difference in this type of situation. But as long as you're kind of 80% healthy, you know, you're 80% doing what's good for you, eating well, exercising, looking after mental health, all of those things, you know, and 20% is on the other scale of, you know, maybe not so good behaviours, that is okay. And if you're, that kind of balance gets warped when you're on holiday, not that big a deal. And I think it's important that we move away from that, from nutrition and fitness lifestyle type behaviours, to think that it's all or nothing, because that's not the case at all, and it's not sustainable at all to live like that. So when you're thinking about your holiday, incorporating some of these things is so important, but at the same time, do not lose sleep over it. And the last point I've got for you is to slow down. You know, treat a holiday as a kind of like health retreat, okay? And holidays are that. It's time for rest, it's time for a break from your usual daily routines, from work, from usual stressors. So treat it as that. Treat it as a health kind of getaway. And you're doing that for your stress, for your mental health, but also kind of relaxing, slowing down, being present, really taking things slowly, not rushing things. And that being said, for doing your movement and eating your fruit and vegetables as well, but really just trying to slow down, think, what do I want, go inside, think, right, how am I feeling, what do I want to do, be really indulgent with yourself in a very positive self-love way. By slowing down, by listening to your body and being present, can do absolutely wonders for your health. And if you've been listening to podcasts for a long time, you'll know that mental health is so much more important than your nutrition or your fitness. Because if you're the healthiest person in the world but absolutely hate your lifestyle, absolutely hate eating well, absolutely hate exercising, you know, what's the point? Because you're not going to be happy. And ultimately, your mental health and your feeling about life is more important than having 5+ fruit and vegetables a day. So it's what's most important is that you're mentally happy and that you're mentally okay. And whatever is going to get you to that point is what's most important. But of course, most of the time, nutrition, healthy lifestyle and fitness is going to get you to that place of mental wellness. But that being said, if it's agonizing over nutrition, fitness, is something that you know causes you real problems, which to be honest probably would cause lots of people a lot of problems, just don't do it, don't go there. And the holidays are holidays. It's a perfect time to focus inward, slow down, and really pay attention to what you're doing, why you're doing it, and just enjoying your time and enjoying where you are. So that is definitely what I would recommend. And when you think about it like that, like when you think about a holiday like that, it becomes so much more like nourishing and restful, instead of like, oh my god, I'm gonna go crazy and just drink loads of alcohol and, you know, lie on the couch and lie on the sun lounger and just boil my skin off. Like, I don't know what people are into, but it's, when you look at a holiday like that, right, I'm going to look after my health, but I'm also going to do all the things I love to do without kind of guilt or inhibition, but then also slow down, be really present, really listen to your internal kind of systems and think, what do I really want? What am I going to do to make sure that I feel rested and to feel good? And that is such a nourishing, restful, exciting way of living, and it's something that we should try to kind of do in our everyday life, but it makes it really difficult when we have the stresses of work, family, jobs, all of that, all the other usual things. So holidays are a great chance to really go in and treat yourself absolutely wonderfully and come back feeling so well, so rested and so good. But these are just some quick tips that if you are going away, if you're going away in the future, you can really focus on, that's going to help encourage you to feel really, really great on your holiday, and then also not come back feeling completely and utterly wiped and exhausted and like you need a 2-week health boot camp to get over it, but also managing to keep those healthy behaviours all the way throughout your time as well without being too restrictive or overwhelmed by the fact that you're losing all your gains or you're losing all your health improvements or whatever. And honestly, if you really slow down and take these steps on board, it would just be such a positive thing for mental and physical well-being. And I really hope that they resonated with you and you take that on to your next break or your next holiday or whatever you end up doing, or just living by that in your daily life, or even when you go out to a restaurant or when you spend a day for someone's birthday or, you know, whatever it may be, taking breaks, changing the routine. But I really hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. I actually think it was a super nice, nourishing episode, and I really hope that you give this podcast a follow if you haven't already. Also, check out my YouTube videos if you haven't already, or if you haven't seen my most recent one about London, go and check that out. You can see the food that we had in London. You can see if I followed these tips. Yes, and please do share this episode with anyone who you think may enjoy it. And yeah, I will speak to you all next week. Thank you so much for watching. Bye.